Welcome back. Here with the news at 1. Four people have died in road crashes here already this week. A mother and her 8-year-old daughter died in a road crash in County Mayo last night. In two separate collisions in County Westmeath, a man in his 40s was found dead following a single car crash last night, and a man in his 80s died after another collision early this morning. It brings the total number of road deaths here this year to 97. In the Dáil this lunchtime, Taoiseach Simon Harris paid tribute to those who died.
I know that communities in Mayo and in Westmeath have been devastated by the news of this loss of life, and I know I join with everybody in this house in sending our deepest sympathies to the families of those who have died. This tragically brings the number of lives lost on Irish roads already this year to 97. But of course, no number can hide the reality in terms of the personal tragedy and upset and the loss of families and friends behind each of those numbers feel. So I just wanted to really acknowledge that as a stark reminder of the importance of road safety and the dangers on our roads.
In a moment, we'll talk to our Western reporter, Teresa Mannion, who's in County Mayo. But first, Teresa spoke to Father Pádraig Costello. He attended the scene of the crash on the N26 near Swinford, in which a woman and her young daughter died.
Well, I got a phone call at about 6:30 from a guard who recognises the number, Garda Pat Coleman, that there was this very serious accident on the Swinford Road, which is in my neighbouring parish of Killasser. So I went out and it was a devastating scene there. All the emergency services were there, the Gardaí, Fire Brigade, ambulances, and I really have to compliment them on the way they do their work. And they took me down to the car, and I said prayers and blessed the couple, the mother and her daughter. I wasn't sure who was in the car, but I was told it was a mother and a daughter. And all I could think of was her family, because they would be getting the news later on. So it was just so, so sad.
Father Costello, Mayo has experienced a lot of bad accidents in recent times. Is this something that's trending here in this county, or is it across the country?
Well, it's hard to know. Certainly Mayo has had some very sad tragedies over the last 6 months, or maybe a little bit more. I can't see the reason why it's happening in Mayo. I think it's across the country. The piece of road where this accident took place, I've never heard of any accidents on that piece of road before, or certainly not any serious accidents. So I don't know. It's just maybe so much traffic on the road, and maybe people, I don't know what the reason is really, but it brings great sadness to so many families, and people probably don't even think of that until it comes very close to them. I mean, every week I hear of some accidents. When it comes close to you, it really hits you very hard.
I understand they are from the Swinford area.
Yes. Yeah, I believe they're from Swinford, which is a neighbouring parish here. Well, it's two parishes away. And I spent some years in Swinford about 40 years ago as a priest there. But I believe they're from Swinford.
Is it very, very difficult on a personal level, sitting down with families and having to give them terrible news?
Oh, yeah. Probably the most difficult thing a priest has ever to do is to sit down with a family after an accident like that. And it is the most difficult thing a priest has ever to do, because what can you say to people? You can be just there with them and let them know that you're there for them. And certainly the communities always rally around. There would be so much support for the family of that mother and her daughter. You can rest assured of that. That's there. But at the end of the day, they're the ones that carry the cross. And it is really, really difficult.
That's Father Pádraig Costello with our reporter, Teresa Mannion. Teresa is with us now. Awfully sad news from County Mayo. Teresa, you've been there all morning. What more can you tell us?
Yes, Gavin. As Father Costello said there, so, so sad. It's the words on everyone's lips in the local communities here of Foxford and Swinford and Carrow, where the accident occurred on the N26. Now, that has reopened. The Garda Forensic Technical Examination has been completed and it's very busy again. But people are still trying to process this grief. I'm speaking to people in absolute shock and devastation this morning. One grandmother, Anne Curran, was lighting a candle in the church here in Swinford. She had her 3-year-old grandson Charlie in her arms, and she was hugging him extra tightly because she said she knew this family, and she remembers the little girl making her communion earlier this year. and the mother and daughter's names have now been revealed locally. They've been named as Aisling Moore and her 8-year-old daughter Abigail. They're from a well-known family in the town, and people are just numb with grief and trying to process what has happened. As I say, the N26 is reopened, but there are pink balloons and flowers at the scene, and I think as drivers go by they will be mindful of the devastating accident that occurred here yesterday evening, and indeed the other accidents in other parts of the country. And once again, Gardaí and the Road Safety Authority are asking people to take responsibility when they drive. They cannot have Gardaí visible on every kilometre of the roadways, but they're asking people as they head into the summer months now, and they'll be making visits around and going on trips, to just ease up and be responsible and drive safely.
Teresa Mannion in County Mayo, thank you. And as Teresa mentioned, that wasn't the only road crash this week. A man in his 80s has died following a two-car collision in County Westmeath earlier this morning, the second road fatality in the same area this week. Our Midlands correspondent Gail Conway is in Gartlandstown, just outside Castle Pollard, and joins us now. Gail, what more can you tell us?
Well, Gavin, Gardaí and emergency services remain at the scene here in Gartlandstown following a fatal two-car collision that happened this morning. It happened on the R394 at around 5:30 a.m. Now, the forensics team are due here in the next hour to carry out a full technical examination. But at the scene this morning, a man in his 80s, the passenger in the first car, was pronounced dead at the scene. And the female driver of that car, who's in her 60s, suffered serious injuries, and she was taken to Midlands Regional Hospital in Tullamore. It's understood they may have been visiting family in the area. The driver of the other car, a man in his 30s, has also been taken to hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. Now, just hours earlier at 6:40 yesterday evening, Gardaí were alerted to a single vehicle collision where a car had crashed into a ditch on the Collinstown Road, the R395, just the other side of Castle Pollard. A man in his 50s, the sole occupant of the car, was pronounced dead at the scene there, but it is understood the collision happened earlier this week. The Mullingar Fire and Rescue Service confirmed that it may have happened Saturday night into Sunday morning. Now, Gardaí are appealing to any road users who may have camera or dash cam footage in relation to either of these incidents to make it available to them. And anyone with information is asked to contact Mullingar Garda Station, the Garda Confidential Line, or any Garda Station.
Gail Conway, our Midlands correspondent in Gartlandstown in County Westmeath. Thank you.